Hey everybody, welcome to Tuesday Manna. I'm excited to get into the Word with you guys once again. But before we jump in, join me as we pray. Lord, we want to thank you for this day. God, thank you that we're alive, that we're well, that we get to hear your Word. So we know that you want to speak to us, so help us to listen, help us to open up our eyes, our hearts, and our ears to receive from you, because we know you have a Word for us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, today we're talking about racing. Today in our youth group, we did some racing activities. It was racing tic-tac-toe. We had our tic-tac-toe board on one side of the building, and the kids and teams had to run, and they have to put their X's or O's, and they'd run back, hand off the marker, and the next kids would run. And some of the kids would get their three in a row, like a second before the other person tried to block them off. So it was a lot of fun, a lot of yelling, a lot of screaming, a lot of slipping, and a lot of sliding. It was cool. But races, we're going to jump in Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely to us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. So this is amazing, because we know that we're in a race, right? We're like, heaven is our destination, and that's our finish goal line. That's our goal. We want to get there, and we're racing. And just like today with our activity we did with the youth, sometimes we slip, sometimes we fall, sometimes we go off course a little bit, but we all know where we're going, and we know that we're going to receive a crown when we get there. So It says, put aside every weight that clings to us so closely. So as we're running a race, imagine trying to run a race and you have a 50 to 75 pound bag on your back of just this weight, and you're running, and imagine how it's going to feel when you remove that bag, how light you're going to feel. You'll feel faster, more agile. It's a lot easier. Paul is onto something here. Or the writer of Hebrews is onto something here, because he's saying that there's things that weigh us down. There's things that weigh us down in this world, and it says to put it aside. And so I want to take this moment just to think about things that could weigh you down in your walk with Christ as you're running the race. And a lot of times the things that hold us down are usually good things that we make bad. It can be worry, it could be stress, it could be, you know, focusing on the wrong things, and it just weighs and weighs on us. And humans, we're pretty good at taking something that God meant for good and turning it into something bad. And as I examine my life, what are some things that weigh me down when I'm running the race? And we all have those issues in our lives, and it's very important that we can acknowledge that and address it, and we give it to the Lord, who lay aside every weight. See, Jesus is the one who removes those weights from us, and we give it to him. He actually says, give me your burdens, he says, give them to me and run the race. So, you know, there's things that can weigh us down while we're running a race, and there's things that actually help us as we're running the race. You know, like athletes will drink some Gatorade for those electrolytes, just keeps their strength up. So there's things that'll help us do the best as we race. And some of those is definitely a priority, which is having alone time with God. Having private time with God is so important as we're running the race, because He gives us those electrolytes, that water that we need, the living water. That's who God is. So as you're running the race, just examine your life and you know, take a good inventory of things that may be holding you down. And because maybe it's time that you lay those aside, right? So the next verse we're reading from is 1 Corinthians 9:24-27. Do you not know that in a race, all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable crown, but we to receive an imperishable crown. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beat in the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself may be disqualified. So a good friend of mine is a track coach, And he says that he trains the kids as they're running not to focus on the people around you. You're those that are running the race with you. You focus on yourself and your goal, that finish line. That's where you want to have all your attention, right there. He even goes on to say that people have even he's a youth guy who works with youth and track, that some kids have even lost the race because they were focused on the person next to them or those around them instead of the finish line. You know, and that's so true, guys. As we're running this race, it's easy to focus on other people. You know, we compare our relationship to God with their relationship with God. Man, that person is like a 10 and I'm like a 2. You know, we shouldn't be focusing on each other in that aspect. We should be running the race. And, you know, yeah, we may slip, we may fall. Maybe you take a different course and you go off course for a bit, but we all know that the Holy Spirit leads us to get back on track. So just like the real races, what is weighing you down? Are you doing good things to keep your stamina up as you're running the race? And as you're running the race, don't focus on other people because it can cost you. It really can. And that's something that I learned in my life because I was always watching people. Looking at people, comparing their walk with my walk and trying to be a people pleaser versus a God pleaser. So people do their best when they're focused on their own race and doing the best that they can. That's when we do the best, guys, is when we focus on our own walk and our own race and we focus where we're going, right? That's so important. And again, Jesus is a living water. So if you need water during this race, he's there to fill you up. And it's a good reminder for me as well, because I can be somebody who gets all these weights and it feels like I got a bag full of weight of things that don't really even matter. Things that I worry about that won't even change because I worry. Maybe if I worry more, it'll change. No, that's not the way it works. So lay aside every weight, give them to God, and let's run this race, guys. All right. Well, God bless you guys. I hope you guys were encouraged, and we'll see you next time.